This is Free Radio. I'm Naomi Ken. Oh my goodness, he has just announced his new arena tour. Welcome back, Craig David.
Good to be, Howie.
I mean, I'm great. You must be amazing.
You know what? It's surreal to me because, like, literally a year and a half ago, I did like one of my first like TS5 shows in the UK, and it was like 350 capacity, and we were just testing the water to see what the vibe was with people. And fast forward like to a year later, to announce like 24th of March, Birmingham Barclaycard Arena, it's not just, oh yeah, I'm back and I've got some new tunes and I'm back in an arena like I always knew. I didn't know. Like the last 10 years, I don't know if I was going to ever be back in an arena. So to actually say that, it gives me shivers when I think about it. And I'm so excited that I could be in that place again, but be in such a good place in my life to actually want to go out there and give 110% on stage in a way that I've never done before, you know what I mean? Life's good.
Oh, and also you are fresh back from seeing your mom.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that?
The best feeling ever. Like, I gave her like first copy of the album to actually just listen to, because, and it was just this real, you know, when like you go back to the basic things of my mom's been with me the whole journey. She's seen it all play out, the highs and the lows and all that stuff. And to see me giving her a new album and announcing an arena tour, she's just like, Craig, I don't know. And she's emotional and tears and the whole thing.
So, does she worry about you?
Yeah, I've never, in her eyes, I'm still her little kid who's never left home. Like, you know, when she's got that kind of just little kid thing, she'll sort of potter around you. Like, you're just had a shower, you're just like, you gotta get yourself ready, and she'll just be hovering. Oh yeah, we've got this thing. Do you want this toothbrush? And then we've got the toothpaste from, I'm like, Mum, I'm just get it. And I love it because she just genuinely cares. And I think every kid can, or every adult who still has their parents with them, can relate to how you always feel like a kid when you go back home.
Oh my God, that's one of the best things about it. That's one of my favourite things. I go home and I'm like, yeah, I can just sit here and you'll make me a tea and that's going to be really nice. And I'll offer to do it. Mum, yeah, but do you want me to do it? No, you sit down. Yeah, nice. Okay, so I mean, literally, it's all go. So the album is
Follow My Intuition.
Yeah.
And it's out on September 30th. It's available on pre-order at the moment now. And an album that, as far as people know at the moment, it's like House and Garage, but there's so much R&B on this album that excites me.
But that's good, because I think like from the good old days, that's what it was. There were a few smooth jams in there, and then there were the big garage bangers.
Yeah. And I think for me, that's when I realised, if I just do the music that I've always loved, rather than trying to be anything that's the hot trend at the moment. And I realised that actually R&B has kind of gone through a transition where it's never really got back to that TLC No Scrub sort of vibe, or a huge tune by, say, Usher or You Remind Me. So the fact that I can go back to that on an album and introduce it to the new generation, because as far as they're concerned, they're like, they've only just heard me from when the bass line drops.
Yeah,
they're
that's like, mad.
You heard this new kid, Craig David? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, like I'm like, yeah, been there, done that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So obviously you are looking excellent.
Thank you.
Like, what's your grooming thing? Because you to be fair, you've I would say, I'm not gonna say you got better with age, but you're definitely on a par with the good old Born to Do It days.
Oh, that was a nice little compliment they saw. I was like 18 in that picture, so anything. Yeah. I'm 35 now. Do you know what I think? When you are happy in yourself, youth kind of like exuberates through me. Do you know what I mean? You can't help but see it even in someone's eyes. I don't take as much time in worrying about kind of always about the appearance, because sometimes less is more. Like, I don't do the thing of going to the gym because I need to have a six pack because I want someone to validate that. Oh yeah, because you got a six pack, I want to chat to you now. Nah, I'm going there because I just want to feel fit and feel nice and then jump on stage and smash it. So it's just prioritizing what you're doing things for.
Because a few years ago, you were like hardcore fitness. Like if you go back through the archives on Instagram, you went real bodybuilder style.
Yeah, I asked the simple question of what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
Like, when you ask, who am I doing this for? Am I getting this physique because I actually want the girls to say, oh man, look at that six pack, man, you're looking great. But then other friends are saying to me, actually, you're looking like 40 years older, my man. Like, because you when you're losing weight and you're kind of like, you're looking ripped, abs are looking great, but next thing you need to put a brown paper bag over your face because you're looking so old. Trust me. unless you're going to walk around town like, hey, look at my abs, like this is the, it doesn't work. Yeah, so you've got to be honest with yourself and say, am I spending more time in the gym than I am with my friends, going out and having socializing, enjoying time? Yes, I am. This has to change. Life's too short to be worrying about abs. And everyone's got abs. They're underneath maybe a couple of layers of fat, but that's all good.
Mine are hiding in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know, Joe.
How did you get the balance, though? Because particularly, like, I think everyone in life, you have loads of stress. There's always so much going on. Everyone's so busy all the time. But particularly, you know, in this kind of industry where, that's next level pressure and stress, but you seem really chilled out. So how do you get your head into that good zen frame of mind?
I think there's just a point where, usually when you're like laying in bed at night and you ask the question, what makes you happy and what are you really doing this for? And if you answer them honestly without having to tell someone some little story, you get the answer. And only you know what that is. And when I asked myself that, I was like, you know what? I just want to make music. I just want to go and perform. And when I got back to doing that, it's just funny how the right people come at the right time, circumstances start to all fall into place.
Have you read The Secret? Or have you heard of The Secret? Yeah.
Yeah, Law of Attraction, all that good
stuff. Yeah. Do you buy into that? Because I really like that book. And even if it's not true, like, why not think like that? Why not just be grateful for what you've got and think that you're going to get all the good stuff and then...
Of course. I mean, listen, I was a kid with a dream. Like growing up thinking I would love to perform. I'd love to be able to maybe go up to London and buy a little place. All of a sudden, I went from a kid with that dream who was... like I said, in Wembley Arena, in the arena tours, doing all this crazy stuff. Next thing, having number one albums. Next thing, selling millions of records. So the dream come true. Oh, I want a place in Miami. You got the place in Miami. You got the sports car. You got the life. You got everything you wanted. But then you still have to ask the question, were you fulfilled? Did you feel like you had it all and everything was great? And if I answer that honestly, nah. I'm doing now the same thing I did when I was that kid with the dream. And how crazy is that? It's taken 16 years for me to realize actually the sports car and all the girls and the lifestyle and trying to be that guy, it didn't fulfill you. So that's why I'm just happy. I know what I want. I just want to be happy and everyone around me to be the same.
So, you know, when you look back, so take like Justin Bieber as an example now. He has obviously been in the limelight since an early age. He's been sort of through the mill of it. He's got to the stage where he, you know, he doesn't want Instagram. He doesn't want to do meet and greets. He doesn't want to do the autographs and all that. Do you see, you know, the kind of place where he is now and relate to that at all from when you were around before?
I mean, I never want to speak about what's going through Justin's mind, because I mean, I think like when you're the exposure that he's had, I mean, and to start it so young and it to be out there, like the things that you would get away with as a teenager behind closed doors, his just been out there in the open.
Yeah, he had no chance, did he?
But for me though, I found that my filter for negativity is so like, it's up. I have no time for it. Like I genuinely won't allow a comment to kind of affect me. I see everything. I see both sides of things. It's not like life is always like through rose tinted glasses, but it doesn't affect me because I know that that's, if I know I'm good and I'm cool, that's the place to be from. And I find that when I was making the music the first time around, I was just, it was all go. And you're doing all these different things. What I now with social media, what I love about it is I just take the positives from it. So to be able to do a selfie with somebody and know that all of a sudden that's going to give you something to talk about for the rest of your day, the rest of your week, you'll send to your mates on Snapchat, or I go onto my Instagram and I see people turning up to my songs. And I'm like, wow, I could never respond to someone directly on Twitter and say, thank you for that compliment or thank you for going out and buying the app. I see social media as actually being so powerful and I didn't know what it really meant before. It's wicked. Like I think you can either see it two ways. That's what I'm saying. It can either be like, oh man, my privacy and I've got nothing, or you're like, I'll handle this in a different way. And I love empowering people. I love people feeling we've got a one-on-one relationship, because I wouldn't be doing this if people didn't come buy albums and come to see me in concert. What would I be singing to myself? So recognize the people
that'd be a sad situation, man.
I mean I still would enjoy like the singing part, but yeah, just not really getting much of a response, you know what I mean?
Well, listen, huge luck with the album. Not that you need it at all, and same with the tour. Same with the tour. Can't wait.